Today, Mel Groover's roommates found a letter informing them she was going on strike for the day, not only from work, but from responsibilities at home, too. Groover says she wants more value placed on women's productivity in the workplace and at home.
What we're trying to do, both by striking from paid and unpaid labor, is make visible the invisible, right? And so I live with two men, my roommates are men, and so today they might notice that I'm not doing some of the things that I usually do around our house.
I'm Susan Curtis, and I'm striking against wealth inequality.
Yeah! Walkouts were scheduled for women who couldn't go on strike all day long. In Lafayette's Riley Plaza, a megaphone was passed through a group of about 40 women.
Katie Powell, and I'm striking for a more robust welfare system.
Participants in the women's strike also wore red and refrained from buying things to demonstrate their financial power. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.